Follow Anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully finding enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Still feels weird saying this. Hello, everyone, wherever you are, whatever platform. This is not only for the anchors now. And hello, Daniela. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
So shy, Daniela. Come on. You see, people have already been listening to you and me talk, mainly you, for maybe about 2 hours something. So that's a lot of content already. People kind of feel like you're like buddies now.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that as well.
Do you feel like, honestly, do you feel like you're already like building some kind of connection with the listeners because of you?
No.
No? Do you still feel like completely unattached to this podcast right now?
I think that two episodes like launched with what, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a bit more like distance. And yeah, that doesn't really allow a big relationship to be created.
Yeah, and I think the main reason is because, believe me, I've heard this too many times. What I mean is, while I'm editing this, I hear this a lot of times. And then when I'm mixing the parts, because, you know, there were like a lot of drafts, and it was like building this few like next episodes, like episode 3, 4, and 5 that are coming up soon, was like building a puzzle. So I had to listen to this a lot of times. And then when I have the finished product, I still listen to it again to see how smart we sound, you know? And it kind of makes me, I don't know, I've listened to it too many times, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And like only by the like second, third time I'm listening, I'm like, yeah, I totally understand what you mean, Daniela.
That's nice. So everyone should listen like 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you finally start understanding what's going on, what the real questions are. But yeah. Because I think, obviously, when I'm talking to you, I know what you're saying. But then when I listen later on, that's when I really understand what you're saying. And I really understand what are the underlining questions that are behind it, you know?
It sounds so deep.
Okay, but here I am going off topic again. But hello, everyone, again. I hope you're still listening. Welcome to another episode. Let me just give you like a brief introduction onto what this episode is about. So, and we're recording this post episode. So this episode is mainly about do we separate art from artists, and how can we do that? How is that different in terms of poetry, music, movies, TV shows? We also name drop a few cool people, Taylor Swift, Cardi B, Kevin Spacey, Salvador, and Bono. We kind of like go really deep into one of the news that came out about Bono, about something that he said about females and music. So if you're interested about that, keep listening. And yeah, we also talked about how artists can be role models or not. Do they have the responsibility to be a role model? And weird stuff like what makes good music. So if those are the topics that you would like to listen further, and you would be delighted to listen to me and Daniela make magic once again, keep listening and keep loving the podcast.
People who have a big following, can you choose not to be a role model? Can you say, I didn't sign up for this, I didn't sign up to be a role model? Do you think this is like an acceptable answer?
This is obviously a personal opinion. I don't think you can. But it's actually something very personal to me, because I remember pretty much all my life, ever since I can actually form a thought on this, thinking that I would love to have a voice. So I've never actually been someone who dreams of fame, for example, but I've always kind of had this dream of power and of actually being able to change and influence.
To be heard and to make a change. Yeah.
So to me, if I ever do have, obviously we all have a voice and we should use it for good, I think. But if I ever have a bigger voice, then I think personally I will be extra careful in what I use it for. We've actually had this conversation plenty of times because of another thing that we disagree on called Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually a very good example of this.
Yeah, we can bring this another episode. Yeah. That's right. I'm comfortable in talking about
But I think that the overall topic is that regardless of how well she does in terms of her career and musically, even if she were actually the best artist ever, she has a huge voice. And to me, it's very... how do I say it? It's really a shame that she doesn't use it. Mm-hmm. And I think it should even be... We should talk about it a little bit more. People mm-hmm. should actually understand that when you have such a voice, you have this responsibility to use it for mm-hmm. good, mm-hmm. Which I personally don't think she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, this specific magazine cover doesn't agree.
This specific magazine cover.
But yeah, I think... When you, because overall, I really wish I had Logan Paul's ability mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to influence. Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at this like clearly you wanted to have a voice. I did too. And clearly Taylor Swift wanted to have a voice as well. I don't think she ever like shamed herself from like that spotlight or anything. Yeah. That was never like her intention at all. But if you look at artists, like I'm going to give like a Portuguese example because clearly with Salvador.
Okay.
Yeah, because clearly he doesn't want the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And like, can you be an artist? Can you be like super famous musician, singer and not want that part? Like, if you're a singer, you have to be for the whole package. Or is it fair to say that artists should have their own life and should be...
I'm very biased on this. I get the argument. But... I personally wouldn't agree to it. I think mm-hmm. with power really does come responsibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you cannot ignore the power that you have.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
you will not stay just shut for your whole life.
Yeah.
You will influence somehow. And especially if your lyrics are ever the slightest bit controversial, then if you're a singer...
That's another thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Which
I was thinking about a very specific person.
Because
I don't know
maybe we don't agree on this, but my opinion on lyrics is that for me, I think it's the same for me as in TV shows. I think lyrics, a song is a work of art
mm-hmm.
and you can say whatever you want in it.
Yeah.
And it's not, a song doesn't necessarily have to be like a good representation. A song doesn't have to be a role model. You can be a role model, but your songs can be talking about like cursing and women and sexism.
I think so.
Like I think it's very good when artists do try to have a voice in their songs and try to make a change, but I don't think you necessarily have to. I think your songs their expression and I mean anyone who does art, they mainly do it because they want to express themselves. It's more about themselves than it is about other people. And like mm-hmm. the best songs, it's because someone was in pain, not mm-hmm. necessarily because someone was trying to change the world.
Yeah.
So I think it's like a work of art. You do it and bam, instead of being like, you have to show values in songs. You can say this, you can say that. Like specifically, you know, when songs are like rated as explicit mm-hmm. and... You know, you have to change a song for the radio because it says that word. I think mm-hmm. that's bullshit. And I'm going to say it because
so
it's my
curse.
Show. It's my show. I don't usually curse, but because we're talking about this specifically.
You should rate this specific episode as explicit.
R-rated. Yeah. I don't think artists need to change a song mm-hmm. to put it on the radio. You either like it or not. You're not going to change a work of art. It's like doing a piece of art and then you're not gonna show it on the museum, you're gonna cover up the boob because it's like obscene or something, you know.
I was actually recently discussing this with some friends regarding could you separate art from the artist, following all the accusations over actors and singers and every celebrity possible on abuse and everything like that. And we actually came to this conclusion that I think we all very much agreed on, that you cannot compare separating art from artist with an actor and with a singer. Because with singing and poetry, there's always a bit of you in your lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're an actor, the whole point is that you're someone else.
Yeah, someone else. But the thing is, I believe that for artists, most of the times, they're someone else when they're on stage. Yeah. They're someone else when they're singing.
But
so
usually,
you're still playing a part.
When you're on stage, you are not the one to write that part, you know?
What do you mean?
So you're playing a part that someone else gave you. While when you're singing a song, ideally, you wrote it. And it's
yes,
going to come
ideally,
off as...
But what I mean...
I'm not talking about Taylor Swift anymore.
No, I mean, even like Beyoncé, it has this alter ego. So she's almost like a different person on stage.
Yeah.
Like Beyoncé as a singer is not Beyoncé the person.
Which is interesting because Beyoncé did release an album about her life, which is literally just... explaining everything that happened. So it's not the same as playing a part.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this because of the Kevin Spacey accusations. And I think my personal opinion on separating art from artist is that when talking about an actor, then past art. So I would say you can look at works that Kevin Spacey has done in the past and just evaluate it as it is, not looking at what he actually did personally. However, we should never let him continue working. So I think you should separate past from future. And I think you don't have to stop watching the previous seasons of House of Cards. You can go ahead and it doesn't really matter what Kevin Spacey did or did not.
Mm-hmm.
However, should we allow him to keep shooting more seasons? No.
And should you keep supporting it?
No, he's being supported if we do allow him to keep working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he shouldn't, because if he had a normal job, he wouldn't be allowed to keep working. So I think that's a completely different position there. However, if he were a singer and if he was writing his own lyrics, or if he was a poet, which I think is the best example there, if he was a writer, would you look at his past work in the same way? Sure, you wouldn't let him work anymore. Let's just pretend we all agree on that. But would you look at his past work in the same way? I'm not so sure.
But let's put it in this way. Instead of comparing it to poetry, let's compare it to a writer who writes novels.
Yeah.
Why does singing can't be considered as like as fiction?
I think fiction always shows a bit of
you. Because, you know, when you sing, you can be singing a cover, for example.
I think fiction... fiction still shows a bit of you because you wrote it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While when you're an actor, you're just playing someone else's idea.
Okay, fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough.
But, and I think those should be very separated. But would you be comfortable with yourself saying you relate to something that someone with the same accusations as Kevin Spacey wrote, would you? Yes, I wouldn't. I really like actually connecting with the author and thinking, what were they thinking writing this? So
I mean, me in the first place, I don't think I would be comfortable, like, for example, if I was a singer putting out an album with songs that are mostly not mine. I don't think that would be me at all in the first place. But yeah,
I get it. Maybe because you're pretty comfortable with writing.
Mm-hmm,
I think some singers like singing, but they just don't have the creative aspect of it. I don't know.
But we've seen now more than ever artists write their own songs. And the writers, if you look at like the leaderboard, the artists that are successful are artists that are singer-songwriters, like Ed Sheeran, like Camila Cabello, like Taylor Swift, like Ariana Grande, and Selena, even Selena Gomez, and...
Yeah.
And you know, and Bono says music has gotten girly, but we don't have time for that.
I was actually thinking about that. I was thinking about that today, how Bono said that, because personally, not a fan of U2, was never a fan of Bono.
Yeah, me
but
either.
Looking at my personal taste in music, U2 is already quite feminine, you know? So
I mean, they have a bunch of like women that are super obsessed with U2 and like go to every concert.
It's a women's band, I think, in my opinion. And what Bono said was there is no space nowadays in music besides hip-hop
for male anger.
Male anger, young male anger, I think. Yeah. I really don't see the anger in his songs. Which, I know that's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying that he was like the role model for that, that other bands were there.
But what he said was that when he was 16, I needed to put my anger, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm not that familiar. I know like the singles of U2, but I don't think I've ever like analyzed the lyrics enough to understand that. But I never saw them like as an angry band in a way. Ever. But about the music industry being more girly now, that's what's upsetting. Yeah. Because he said it as if that's not good.
Yeah. My perspective on it is...
He actually said, let me find that, is that I think music has gotten very girly, and there are some good things about that. Like, it's not that bad. There are some good things, but blah, 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 you know?
One of the things that's really upsetting for me is that he talks about male anger and how music is feminine now, so there's no place for male anger. First of all, what about female anger?
Yeah.
But it's also fun that now, most of all, there is a place for female anger in music, and especially in hip-hop. Like, I just heard today,
Cardi B
is still like breaking records every day. And she, for me, she is the face of like female anger on music nowadays. Mm-hmm. And that should be praised and not like put down by Bono. I know that Cardi B really doesn't care what Bono says.
And Bono doesn't know Cardi B.
Doesn't know Cardi B. But, I mean, kudos to her, first of all. And, it's just such a negative view on music nowadays. And personally, I'm not someone to follow pop a lot, but I really don't see what he says actually happening. He's probably just pissed at listening to Ed Sheeran in every radio station.
I think, if you look at charts, I don't think it's mainly women. Mm-hmm. It's not. But maybe the ones that are making the most impact and that are speaking up more have been women.
Yeah.
Because if you look at news like, this artist said this artist said that, it's mostly women, let's be truthful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you didn't see Ed Sheeran speak up about anything.
He doesn't speak a lot about it.
Ed Sheeran is kind of like very much like Taylor Swift style. Like he abstains for most topics, I would say.
Yeah.
And then the artists that have indeed said something have been women mostly, I would say.
Yeah, but that's good. Yeah, it's also really interesting that Bono really does blame it on the streaming services, because basically what he's saying is, I don't agree with everyone else. So everyone else is listening to this song and I don't agree with them. Well, good for you.
Yeah, and I guess we can end with this question. It is, what makes a good artist? Is it the market that decides?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it... because a group of people who are considered like music experts or something say that something is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you think music has necessarily to be like, have amazing lyrics and be super like difficult to play or something to be considered a good song? Because to me, it doesn't.
I like to think there's two types of music. You have alternative music in the sense that pop music and popular music in the sense of the word is music that is made for you to like it, for you to want to play it all day and want to dance and want to just repeat the lyrics, and it's simple, it's very likable in general, and that's all right, that's okay. And then there is alternative music, as I will call it just for the sake of this conclusion, that can actually be a little bit more out of the box, just thinking contemporary music, but it can have deeper lyrics and it can have deeper symphonies even, and more complex symphonies. And you can appreciate both.
Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't have to mean, but do you think one is better than the other?
I think they're completely different. And I think this type of alternative music should technically never get to the top of the charts. And that's all right. Because there's that's no problem not with the that. Point. It's not the point of that music. The point, the music that gets to the top of the charts is pop music. And that's fine. There is no problem with that. It's normal. It's like danceable music. It's the music that you actually find yourself
And because of a series of factors, because the lyrics are relatable, they're catchy, and then because the chorus are in a specific progression, blah, 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 that you're used to, blah, blah, blah.
I think I saw recently this, someone commenting, I think this was on an article, that a radio station back then heard Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen and said, this will never work. It's a mix of a lot of genres. You have to...
It does sound like completely different songs at all.
It's too complex. The lyrics are too complex. It's too long. It will never work on radio. It does work on radio now, but I think it's just because it's that specific song. I don't think it's supposed to work on radio.
But it does not play that much. It plays.
Yeah.
But compared to other, like... other rock classics. Yeah,
but I think it's fine that it doesn't work on radio. It's a great song. It did get to like top of charts, and it's not a radio song. It's not a pop song, and that's fine. It just shouldn't be classified like one. It should be seen as like different types of music, and that's completely okay. But yeah, poor radio.
That's another topic for another day, probably. What is the future of radio?
Yeah.
And how radio works?
Write that down.
Guys, this is the part of the episode where you get to hear into one of our games. Today, the game that we have created, like I said, these are always made up games. It's called Who Would You Rather? The Work Version. So what's going to happen is we're going to say two names, right, Daniela? Two names?
Yeah.
Yeah, two names. And the other person has to choose which one they would rather work with, just generally, that you would like to collab with or that you would like to, I don't know, work with in a company. Yeah, or learn from. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, Daniela, I ask you to start... and ask me, who would I rather work with?
Okay, so I already told you about this when I gave the example when we were discussing what game to do. But I have to use it. I'm so sorry, I have to use it. And the question is, would you rather work with Beyonce or Bill Gates? So the setting, I think, we must explain. The setting of this game is, imagine that you were in a company or whatever, and tomorrow or whenever you could go somewhere for like a month in a project, and you could either choose this project where you go and work with Beyonce or the equivalent project in which you go and work with Bill Gates. Go.
You know, you put me in a very tough position because, you know, it's Bill Gates and it's Microsoft and I'm from Microsoft. So,
and, you know, it's Beyonce.
So it's a very hard decision, first of all.
I think it's a hard decision for you, mostly because since you are with Microsoft, Bill Gates doesn't seem so out of the box for you as to everyone else.
I did follow Bill Gates before I joined Microsoft.
Because I think if you're inside the company, you kind of have this possibility of one day working much more than working with Beyonce.
That's true. I guess.
You're much closer. You know that theory that you're only like three people away from everyone else? The three friends thing. That you know everyone through three connections, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah, you don't know Bill Gates through three connections. You probably have like one connection. You know how far you are from Beyonce? Maybe you're so far that the three connection theory wouldn't work.
My connection to Beyonce is I'm connected with Daniela. Daniela is connected to Beyonce.
I am connected to Beyonce on a spiritual level.
Okay, I think I would rather work with Beyonce.
Yeah.
And Why? Well, I've always thought it was very interesting how Beyoncé thought of herself as a workaholic and how she would just, you know, go to like a remote place and
so
just
boring.
Yeah, in like a forest and be working on her project and never tell anyone and be like super obsessed with her album and then just do something.
And the answer is so boring that I wish she went for Bill Gates. Because you're just wasting Beyoncé on that answer.
But it's true, that's why I like Beyoncé. Like, for example, I know you're a big fan of her music, and I'm a big fan of her as a performer, as a musician. Like, I truly believe that she's like one of the top performers out there. She gives it her all on stage, and it's insane, her energy. But I don't like most of Beyoncé's R&B type of music.
What?
Because I'm a fan of I'm a fan of the 2000 type of R&B, like very like R&B logical by like early 2000s, you know, like
Beyoncé.
Yeah, but like Irreplaceable was cool. Yeah, Destiny's Child was cool. But then the newer songs, like the songs from Lemonade, I didn't even listen to
like
the
it.
Album from Lemonade.
What?
I didn't even listen. Because
I still listen to Lemonade like weekly.
And you're making lemons too? Like lemonades?
No.
Because when life gives you lemons, you do lemonade, right?
That's why the album's called Lemonade.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but that's me.
That was boring.
You don't like it. You didn't listen. You don't know if you like it. Yeah, it's not your type, I think. Oh, but it's such a good album.
Such a good album. Okay.
I love it. I listen to it a lot at the gym, which is kind of weird because usually at the gym I'd go more for like Kanye West kind of songs. A lot of Watch the Throne has been heard, but Lemonade's also a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like...
So you like feeling powerful at the gym, like empowering, right?
Absolutely. Wouldn't have said it best.
Okay. Here's my would you rather, the work version. And this is a very weird one, but I just thought it was very funny.
Oh, was this one a normal one?
I don't know. Okay, but hear it out. You'll see what I mean when I say what the names are.
Okay.
So, who would you rather work with? Bigfoot or Santa Claus?
What would I do with Bigfoot?
You have no words.
No, I have plenty of words. I know,
Santa
I know.
Claus.
Absolutely Santa Claus, any day, because I'm obsessed with Christmas, as you know.
It's such a marketing genius, right?
Yes, that's why I'm obsessed with Christmas. It's not like religious or anything. But yeah, I really do love Christmas. I'm one of those annoying people who would have decorations up all year. I love Christmas songs. I love listening to Christmas songs during the summer.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Let me think. I think Santa Baby's a classic.
Santa Baby?
Yeah. But I like all of them. I really like...
I'm so basic that my favorite song is All I Want for Christmas.
No. I really like Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah.
But there's
I
more.
I love that one.
There's no Christmas songs that I don't like. But
you know what else
I
like?
To...
I like the Christmas song from Justin Bieber.
It's the one with the chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's the only line I know from the song. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's the... Wait.
Mistletoe something.
Mistletoe, yeah.
Is it just mistletoe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's called mistletoe.
I remember that video very clearly.
It's kind of like, it's the most beautiful time of the year.
I remember that song. I'm not a big fan, but if you like that, if you don't know it, you might like Ariana Grande's Christmas songs. You know them.
I know. I've heard the EP.
It has one
They're
called
cool.
Snow in California that I think is brilliant.
as far as that can go. But no, I like what I would call like a proper Christmas song is more childish. Do you know this song that I never remember the name, but that's about the island of misfit toys?
No.
They just say like it's a bunch of toys just speaking to each other and saying why they're all misfits. So they're all the unwanted toys. They also call them that.
That's cute, but no.
That's a proper Christmas song. And that's what I would picture myself listening to if I was working with Santa Claus. I know we wouldn't be listening to Mariah Carey, I think we would be listening
to... He's too cool for that, right? He's more of a classic guy, like classy Santa.
Yeah, more Frank Sinatra Christmas album.
Yeah. What about Bigfoot? He was totally left out. You didn't even say anything to him.
I don't give a crap about Bigfoot, first of all, because... I am
workaholic. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I really don't. I hope he's happy. He's real.
Why is he Bigfoot and not Big Feet?
Oh, I don't know.
Could be, right? Big Feet.
Yeah. Maybe it's only one. Maybe the other one's quite small.
There's Bigfoot and there's
maybe that's why he's so sad.
Like super friends, they're like BFFs, but you can only see Bigfoot and never see Smallfoot. Okay.
As I was saying, I do consider myself quite the workaholic, and looking at it from that perspective.
Going back to Beyonce.
No, but like working with. Like, the name of the game is who would you rather work with?
And yes.
Santa Claus works, while I'm guessing...
Oh, yeah, he's kind of a workaholic, right?
Yeah.
But so, only in Christmas. Like, if you think about it, he's super cool, like, he doesn't work... He's, like, very seasonal worker.
He's the opposite of Germans. Complete opposite.
This is awesome. Okay. Go ahead with your last one.
Okay. So my last one is, and this was influenced by something I was watching earlier today. I'm not sure if this one's funny, but I think your arguments will be interesting to hear. So my last one is Tina Fey or Hillary Clinton.
Why do we have to get political though? Okay. Well, I really like Tina Fey. Like, her sense of humor is really like my style.
Mm-hmm.
Really like 30 Rock kind of thing. There's the other one that usually works with Tina Fey, the blonde one. I don't remember her name. Yeah. Like, love all of them. But because I was so fascinated on how Hillary was able to like cater herself to the millennials, even though she was like, you know, it felt like she was, you know, your mother who's trying to be cool and she's saying all the right things, but it ends up being very lame as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I still liked it. I thought it was kind of cool. I know, I remember like seeing how she like worked her logo, and she like used like multiple logos according to like the thing that she was promoting. So she had the same logo, but the logo adapt to like the situation that she was talking about. Yeah. I thought that was interesting. So it like the whole strategy behind her campaign had like very interesting marketing twists, and you know, she collaborated kind of with, you know, musicians who came to support her in the campaign. So I thought that was like interesting. Sad the outcome, and you know, Hillary's not perfect, far from perfect as well, but I thought that was interesting and I would like to work with that.
But how much from all of those arguments didn't come from Hillary and actually came from her campaign team?
Oh, because yeah, for sure. Not her. Like, them. Her team. Like, her team, for
That's
sure.
That's not the question. It's, would you like to work with Hillary Clinton, not with her marketing team? Well, thank you.
Oh, but I would still be working with her. I would be helping her marketing.
No. This is not a question of would you prefer working with the 30 Rock team or with Hillary Clinton's team. That's not the question.
So it has to be the person itself.
Yeah, obviously. Because my point of view on this is I love Hillary. I support her. I look up to her. I obviously would vote for her, especially in these circumstances. But I didn't love the campaign. I don't see what you like that much about the campaign. I don't know. I just, obviously we don't follow American presidentials like Americans would. But I mean, it's just so awkward seeing Hillary Clinton try to be cool.
Mic drop.
Because I think it kind of makes millennials and it makes young people be portrayed as dumb. The way that she like tries to appropriate.
Yeah. Like appropriate the culture, right?
Yeah, we like young people, I think, don't need politicians.
Yeah, I thought it ended up being like tacky and lame.
Yeah, tacky.
I just thought it was like an interesting like attempt.
But it's funny actually because a couple of years back Obama did it and he did it right, I think.
Obama is still doing it today. Yeah. Like he released that list of songs that was like his favorite songs. Basically gave a shout out to all these artists.
Yeah. Did you see the new show on Netflix on with Letterman with what's it called? Oh, my next guest needs no introduction. Did you see that? The first episode is Obama. It's very, very nice. It's like each episode is a 1 hour long, I think, interview. And the first one is with Obama.
And that's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, because he got like, you said David Letterman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he now like has, yeah. I think he returned just because of Netflix, because he ended his career, right? And now he came back just for Netflix, which was interesting.
Yeah, I think so as well. But yeah, Obama did it right. I think I don't like politicians trying to play dumb or like trying to make it less formal to appeal young people. Like we need someone to explain it like we're kids.
Maybe
it does work, but it to me it's super insulting. I don't know, but yeah, I look up to Hillary. I think Tina Fey is probably one of the most interesting people to work with ever. From like interviews that I've heard of her, the way she speaks about like the way she works, and how natural I think she is. She likes to work at the same time.
Kind of like effortless, right?
Completely. And I would absolutely love
you never think like she's trying too hard.
No, which is funny, actually, because I love watching interviews and things like that from Tina Fey. I don't like her, like, humor.
It has
nothing to do with me, and I love Amy Poehler.
Really?
One of my favorite people in comedy.
We're talking about, like, comedy, I actually was watching a few, like, comedy sketches before this, and I wanted to know what is your opinion on Chelsea Handler?
Oh, I don't like her.
You don't like her?
As a person, I don't care. Her show doesn't really tell me anything.
So you don't like her interviews?
No. Like
you don't think she's funny?
I'm not against it. It's just really not my style of comedy. My style of comedy is very easy to define because it exists as a TV show. It's Parks and Recreation, and that is it.
Okay, so my two last people that I would ask you their work with are, and I'm not very inspired by these people, not very inspired by why I chose these people either.
Were you inspired by Santa Claus?
No. No. I don't know. It was just weird. But the people that I chose were Bella Thorne or I was inspired by Bella Thorne, yeah. Bella Thorne or Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Let's explain.
No, that's my final answer. There's no explanation for this one. I wouldn't like working with
Bella Thorne. Mean Girls. It's Mean Girls.
No, for me it's not Mean Girls.
Or like the real Mean Girls. Like the Mean Girls 2 was not good. We want real Mean Girls 3 with the same original cast.
I mean, actually, when I think Lindsay Lohan, I don't think of Mean Girls at all.
No.
The Parent Trap, always.
The what?
The Parent Trap.
Ah, The Parent Trap, okay.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Always.
Is The Parent Trap the movie where she has the, like, a twin sister? Yeah.
That's the best movie ever. I would prefer working with Lindsay Lohan because I wouldn't like working with Bella Thorne, at least from her recent public appearance.
At least from everything that she has done so far.
She was okay when she was like a kid's... What did she do? Was it Nickelodeon?
Did she do Nickelodeon? I'm scared for Nickelodeon now.
Either Nickelodeon or Disney. She wasn't a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, she must have gotten from somewhere where she is now, so she must have started somewhere.
You didn't know like where she started from at all? Why did you think she was famous?
I don't know. I just don't remember when there was this boom where she suddenly became famous. I think the first time that I heard about Bella Thorne was because she was dating an actor that I liked from Teen Wolf. That was like probably the first time that I saw Bella Thorne. And then I was just confused. And then she started being everywhere.
Who did she date from Teen Wolf?
The guy, Tyler Posey.
Really? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bella Thorne, according to Google, started on the series Shake It Up, which I think, yes, it's Disney. It's Disney Channel. And Shake It Up, the main characters were played by Bella Thorne and by Zendaya.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And like Bella Thorne back then, this started in 2010 and ended in 2013. And in these dates, she looked very normal. Anyway, she was just another Disney star.
What happened?
I don't know. What happens to plenty of Disney stars, right?
What is your favorite Disney star, by the way? Do you have one?
Yes.
Yes, and then you...
I'm thinking of two people.
Mm.
But I know that like my favorite Disney star probably ever is Miley, more than Britney.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't even count Britney anymore because I didn't follow Britney before, you know, when she was on Disney, so I don't even count Britney.
I think Britney and Justin Timberlake are the Disney stars. But
yeah,
Miley,
definitely.
To me, Miley is like my favorite Disney star. I've always quite supported her, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Even through like her not so well received by the audience periods. But yeah, Miley's my... But the first person that came to mind when you asked who's your favorite Disney star was Cole Sprouse, but that's because I watch a lot of Riverdale nowadays.
Yeah. You know what the first one that came to my mind was? It's a classic. Do you know who it is?
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
I was
obvious.
Thinking. I only got to Zac Efron because I was thinking of Ashley Tisdale.
I was so obsessed with High School Musical that time. I was like watching all the interviews, knew all the songs.
Yeah.
Would you be into watching like a marathon of High School Musical?
I have problems. Please, there.
I have problems. What is that supposed to mean?
I'm gonna finish the sentence. I have problems doing movie and TV show marathons without doing something at the same time, because when
we did a marathon.
We did, and I still have problems with it. When I do it alone, I'm always doing something else at the same time. I'm either doing something for work that doesn't require focus, or plenty of times, I would say pretty much every time that I'm watching a TV show, I'm cooking. So a TV show for me is not something that I can sit down and watch.
Really?
Neither is a movie.
So what bugs me is that you're so into watching TV shows and you're very invested in TV shows, but then you don't sit down to watch a TV show. How is that possible? No. That's crazy for me.
It's very unproductive. I tend to try to speed things up. For example, if I'm listening to a podcast on Anchor, I always speed it up. Do you do that?
No.
If I'm watching a video on YouTube, I always speed it up.
That's crazy. Why would you do that? Don't you want
to...
You want to watch a video the way people are talking because you're into that creator. You want to hear them the way they're normally talking, right?
You're right. If I'm listening or like watching a creator that I think of as in a way that I really respect their art, I will. Like, podcasts are usually not the case.
Mm-hmm.
For me, they're just information. And most videos on YouTube as well. There's one or two creators that I love and that I wouldn't do that with their videos.
That's so weird.
I'm watching like alternative styles of movies and movies that I look at as a bit more artsy or not really just entertainment, then I obviously wouldn't do it. But most things that I can speed up, I do, because I get bored very easily.
The times that you've listened to my podcast, which are not many, you've always speed up.
Always. Oh yeah, always.
How do I sound?
I speed up. Doesn't make a big difference, thankfully. I also speed it up. Like, I listened to our first episode of this podcast.
You speed yourself up as well.
Yeah, I speed myself up as well. Yeah, why wouldn't I? I wish everyone would talk faster in real life. There is nothing in this world, I think, that pisses me off more than someone who speaks slowly. Some people speak slowly all the time. Like, I speak slowly.
I think I speak quite slowly.
You do.
People say that, like, I drag, like, words.
But you're not too bad. Some people, it's like they're always
tired. You're not too bad, Anna. You're not too bad.
You're not too bad. I can handle you. But some people, they're always sounding super tired. Like, they talk with which is interesting because I say a lot.
Okay, guys and girls, because I've noticed I always say okay, guys, and I'm not really aware of how many times I've said okay, guys, because I'm not aware of which times have actually been uploaded or not, because in my head I've said okay, guys, probably a lot more times than you have heard. Ha 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 ha. Left, Daniela, left. There's no like applaud sign here because it's audio, but yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you, Daniela, for once again being an amazing co-host, guest, friend, whatever. Thank you for being here. And I guess now we're going to say goodbye. But before we say goodbye, let me give you a few social media call to actions so you can keep engaged while you wait for the next episode, which should be on Monday next week. I'm not even sure if I should say this. This makes me accountable. I really have to post the episode. But yeah, follow us on Instagram. You can follow me at NRL. Gera and Daniela, where can they follow you?
Follow me on Instagram as well as Daniela, and that is only one N, only one L, TPR.
That's right, Daniela TPR. And yeah, if you want to connect further than that, you can also go over to Facebook. Daniela says you can connect with her on Facebook, and with me, you can connect on Twitter, you know, just whatever platform. But I really feel that, at least for me, Instagram, that would be the best way. What about you, Daniela?
I think Instagram as well, and LinkedIn maybe.
Yeah, yeah, LinkedIn. We're also big fans of LinkedIn. And yeah, on Instagram, you can also check out our Instagram stories. We post that very often, so you can get a little bit of the behind the scenes. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you very, very soon. Bye.
Bye.